I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The death toll is still climbing after a volcano eruption in Guatemala. We'll tell you about a ministry there responding to this recent natural disaster and what happened when a pastor in Bangladesh was accused of bribing converts. Stay tuned and find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. Guatemala's Volcán de Fuego, or Volcano of Fire, had its most violent eruption on Sunday in over 40 years. Lava, thick smoke, and ash plunged into the surrounding regions, including Guatemala City. Thousands of people were evacuated, and so far 69 are confirmed dead. That death toll is expected to rise as emergency responders continue to reach some of the most devastated areas. AMG International serves in Guatemala, and AMG's Bill Passons shares.
We have communities where we're working where, you know, virtually everybody in the community has lost their total livelihood because all the crops that they have planted have been totally destroyed. And so it's going to take about a year's time for them to get close to back on their feet.
The ministry is responding.
We're using some of our centers that are further away to receive food and clothing and other things that can be donated so that we can help transport those into the more effective areas.
Please pray for wisdom for AMG as they provide aid in Jesus' name. And spiritual warfare is a phrase that many know, but think just happens in other places. However, Jason Wolford, executive director of Mission Cry, reminds believers that wherever God's people work, they'll face trouble. Recently, even his daughter faced persecution as she prepared to share her testimony, but Satan didn't prevail. She still gave her testimony on international television. Wolford shares that this trial helped cement the reality of their faith for his family and the Mission Cry team.
The attacks can come in our life because they're going to come. When you're living and giving to God, they're going to come. And we know as believers, God is going to see us through that. But we can't let the devil steal our joy while we're waiting to see the blessing on the other side.
Mission Cry and other Christian organizations around the world face spiritual warfare every day. So please pray that they'd be strengthened in the knowledge that God's good plan will be complete, despite the trials they may face. In Bangladesh, an FMI partner named Pastor Paul had traveled to a new village to share the gospel. However, a crowd there accused him of bribing people to convert to Christianity. That was until one woman gave her testimony. And sharing more, FMI's Bruce Allen.
She said, "I invited Pastor Paul to come. I know there are people who want to know the truth about God. I want them to experience the forgiveness that I have found in Jesus Christ."
The woman's testimony stumped the crowd.
Because this woman was coming to Pastor Paul's defense and saying, "He came at my invitation. It wasn't that he is trying to manipulate us or to bribe us. It was that we begged him to come." And so this was truly a grassroots movement from within their own community.
Please pray for the gospel's work in Bangladesh and for open hearts, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And it wasn't long ago that the Siwu people of Ghana were learning about God in a local trade language. But not having scripture in their own language was a barrier in their relationship with God. Josh Heidelman of Wycliffe Bible Translators USA says before they had scripture in their language, pastors even had trouble getting people to pray at church events.
They didn't feel like it was proper or okay to pray in Siwu. And then the New Testament was released, and everyone started using it, and they started preaching from the Siwu New Testament.
Finally, the people understood that God spoke Siwu too. Today, they're eagerly working on the Old Testament. Wycliffe USA is bringing attention to this and one other Ghanaian group to show what it means to feast on Scripture.
They are devouring these Scriptures, knowing that their lives will be changed and their communities will be changed because of it.
And for the full story, just head to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.